Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A growing number of Israeli leaders are concerned about being able to defend themselves against Iran. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, longtime journalist in the Middle East, over 30 years, and has knowledge of what is happening, insight into whatever we may bring to his attention to respond to. And David, let me start with this. There is a rising understanding in Israel that they may not be able to assume they can crush Iran in any type of a conflict in the near future. What are your thoughts about that statement, and do you believe it's correct?
Well, Jimmy, it's debated, much debated issue, obviously, in Israel, because Iran has been making clear now for, well, really several decades that they intend to go to war against Israel at some point, and they claim wipe the Jewish state off of the world map, so they have to take that pretty seriously. But Iran is a very large country, about 10 times the size of Israel in population. It's much larger geographically. Their nuclear program is spread out in many locations, and so that alone makes it difficult to take them on. But that Israel is still talking about that is clear. The latest was Benny Gantz on Thursday in a telephone call with Vice President Harris in the United States, in which he reiterated that plans are afoot and have been afoot for such an operation against Iran's nuclear program by Israel, if indeed it feels it has no other choice. He made that again plain. So they're saying out loud that there could well be a full military clash with Iran. And of course, Iran keeps pushing by having its militias attacking different sites. That again happened this week in Iraq and Syria. And so, you know, it just could happen, and then we would find out. But Israel's as prepared as they can be, but they certainly would want the help of other nations, and that's the question mark at present.
David Dolan explaining why there is a growing concern in Israel if they can actually defend the Jewish state against Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. I can tell you an Israeli-Iranian war is inevitable. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. The question of who wins that war is absolute. Ezekiel 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6. That passage reveals God destroys Israel's enemies, and that includes Iran. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...